Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Message of Christ Church, 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Mega Prayer is brought to you by the Message of Christ Church, where Pastor Sylvia Staples is the senior pastor for the Message of Christ Church. We thank you for joining in with us this morning. We invite you to invite others to join in with us this morning as we are touching and agreeing this morning on behalf of our children. Again, we thank you for joining in with us. You can contact our ministry by several ways, and we also would like to give you our teleconference line number where you can share with others where they can join in with us on the line anytime that we are on the line. Our teleconference line number is 641-715-3670. Our access code is 420-123-POUND. Again, share the number with others that are in need of prayer. Please share the number with others. I'm going to give you our contact ministry for our ministry. You can contact us by way of internet by going to messageofchrist.net. Again, that's messageofchrist.net. And also, we would like for you to reach out to us by way of email if you can at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Again, that's messageofchrist@yahoo.com. We also would like for you to contact our ministry by leaving us a text or a message at 773-609-2071. You can send your prayer request or your praise report. Just leave us a text with someone from the ministry. We'll receive your message. Again, our telephone number is 773-609-2071 if you would like to contact and leave us a message or a text. Again, we also would like for you to contact us by way of mail. If you desire to mail it to the ministry, our mailing address is Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, that's Chicago. Again, that's Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. We have an upcoming event that we would like for you to join us. If you're in the Chicagoland area or if you're willing to travel to the Chicagoland area, you will be blessed. We will have our annual Spiritual Warfare Conference this upcoming Saturday, October 29th, 2016, at 12 o'clock noon to 4 p.m. We will be going forth in our Spiritual Warfare Conference. You will be blessed. Please share this information with others. We will be at the New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1101 South Austin Boulevard. Again, that's 1101 South Austin Boulevard, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin Boulevard. We would like for you to join us this upcoming Saturday. We thank you for all of your continued financial support that you support the ministry with. We thank you for all of your prayers. We thank you, Lord. We thank you all for joining in with us. We thank God for you all joining in with us on the line anytime you can get in, join in with us, and also inviting others to the line that is in need of prayer or just in need of being connected on the line to hear a word from the Lord. Again, we thank you for joining in with us. We're going to draw our minds in at this time and go to God in prayer. For a short word of prayer at this time. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up early this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us in your blood, Father God, as we slept last night, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up early this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for dialing into Mega Prayer this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just continuing to stay within our minds, within our hearts, Father God, within our spirits, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will do what you have called us to do, oh God, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing to let your grace and mercy rest with us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us from all sin and unrighteousness, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for all of our iniquities, oh God, for cleansing us from all of our sins, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for washing us thoroughly from our iniquities, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for washing us from our transgressions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing to allow us to go on, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for continuing to allow us to rise up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for life more abundantly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for just continuing, oh God, to keep us sheltered and covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we walk to and fro, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all around this world, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for covering them in your love, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for covering in your peace, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for continuing, Lord God, to keep them covered in your blood, Father God. Continue to keep your angels protected around them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for just continuing, Lord God, to keep us, oh God, in all of our ways, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for just continuing, Lord God, to allow us, oh God, just to go on, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, to allow us to continue to press on, Lord God, towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, how we thank you and praise you, Lord God, how we continue to lift you up, oh God, how we continue to magnify your name, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your great love that you have toward us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you gave your only begotten Son, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can live, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can move, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we can have our being, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, how we thank and praise you, Lord God, for your great unconditional love, oh God, that you have for us, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you remove all anger, oh God. We ask that you remove all doubt, God. We ask that you remove all fear, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just give us the spirit, oh God, of power, of love, and of a sound mind, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your unconditional love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you show us that you love us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you continue to provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for yet providing for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that we need, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that our children need, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that our family need, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything our friends and our neighbors need, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you provide for all, Lord God. You provide for our enemies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for providing for all of us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to draw all men unto you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we continue to show your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as others show evil towards us, oh God, we continue to show your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our children still begin to show your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even though people are doing them wrong, oh God, despitefully misusing them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will still, oh God, show your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we are of you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we got to show your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, remove all fear, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus from our children this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remove all fear, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We continue to praise you. We continue to magnify you in all that you do for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are here this morning on the line, touching in the green, on behalf of our children this morning. We're touching in the green on behalf of our children this morning. We all know that there's a lot going on in this world today that is not showing love, not showing our children love, not showing our children that they are loved. There's so many evil things that is being done via social media. That is like one of their main lines of communication now that they want to engage in social media. But we know, some of us may know and may not know, but on the internet there is some things that is not of God that is on there. It's nothing but evilness on there. It's showing our children to hate one another. And we are just touching and agreeing and coming against our children hating one another and having anger in their hearts and evilness in their hearts towards one another. We are praying on behalf of them that God will let their love just flow from heart to heart through each other. Allow the internet to be a vehicle where love can be displayed, where love can be displayed and not just they're talking about fighting all the time. They're talking about one another, gossiping about each other and different things. We want to pray that God will begin to show to put his love down in them, and they begin to show love that they're on the internet, and they don't have to follow their peers. They don't have to do what their other peers are doing. So I got some scriptures here that we can share with our children, because we know as parents, we are the beginning teachers for them, and what we teach them is going to follow them. What examples we set before them and what we do, they're going to follow in the footsteps of their parents. They're going to model what they see. So we want to begin to allow to teach our children about God's love and how God wants us to love others, how God wants us to love others. We want them to first love God with all of their heart, their mind, their soul, and strength. They first have to love God. And we need to show them that God loves them first. We need to show them that God loves them first. So I have a few scriptures here I want to share with you that you all can share with your children. And if anyone have any prayers or anything concerning their children that they would like for us to pray, we will open the line up for prayer, but I want to go over scriptures that God has given me concerning love, and we need to share it with our children because there's so much hate going on in the world today, And we need to, as parents, as people of God, just to love our children. Even if they're not our biological children, we just need to show love to children. Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. So we need to be modeling Christ's example of loving the children, showing them love. If some of the children may not get love in the home, they may not be growing up in the ammunition of the Lord, but if we're coming in contact with children, we should be showing them love. We should be showing them love as well. We should be showing them love as well. We need to be teaching them to love God and love their neighbor as themselves. Because a lot of our children, they are not receiving love. Some of our children are not receiving love. You know, we have a lot of children that's in the foster homes and that's growing up, you know, without the love of their parents. A lot of children are angry because they don't have their parents. You know, they have been given away for adoption or foster home or whatever the case may be. But we need to show our children that love and also show them that they should have love as well in their hearts for others. We know that God has unconditional love for us, and we need to just show our children that God has unconditional love towards us, as John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We want to share that scripture with them. We want to share that scripture with them. That is a very important scripture that we should share with our children, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. We need to teach them, as Luke 6:27 says, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Like I said, a lot of our children are receiving messages from the internet that is straight evil. A lot of the things is nothing but portraying hate towards one another. And we just have to teach them. We just have to teach them. Luke 6:27, you know, Jesus said unto them, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Mm-hmm. And we also just have to teach our children. Like my daughter, for instance, she'll come home and she said, Mom, I don't know why these children, they keep bothering, they keep messing with me, they keep, you know, I'm being nice to them. I don't know why they keep being mean to me. I said, honey, you are of God. And just as Jesus, well, she's been, my daughter's been taught and she's been brought up in the admonition of God. So she knows, you know, about Jesus and how he suffered. So I told her, you know, just as Christ suffered, we have to arm ourselves. Likewise, we got to still show that love to them. I said, don't be mean to them. Just continue to show love to them. You know, and, you know, that's how God will draw us back, his love. So we got to just continue to show them love because they may not be at home receiving love or something. I said, that may be the way they are being taught or something. But you got to continue to show them love. Don't be mean to them just because they're mean to you. You got to still do good, even though they're being mean to you. Romans 12, 9 and 10 says, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is good, and cleave to that which is good. And it said, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. So that is a scripture that we have to go over and teach our children. Cleave to that which is good, because we know that there's a lot of temptation that's going on when you're growing up and how your friends try to get you to do this and do that, and it's not of God. So we just have to teach our children just to cleave to that which is good. Cleave to that which is good, good, good. We just want to continue, just like I said, just continue to first let the children know that God loved us. That God loved us first. Before we can love anyone else, we got to let them know God's love toward us. So I'm going to give you two more scriptures concerning how God loved us to share with our children, and then we're going to go on into our touching and agree. If anyone have any prayer, we can go forth in prayer for you. 1 John 3 and 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. As I stated before, you know, Christ bared all of our sins. He carried all of our sins. He laid down his life for us. Sometimes we're going to have to take something that we don't want to take from others, but we still going to have to show that love. We still going to have to show that love to our brethren or our sister. And then this is the last couple of verses that I'm going to share with you. I'm sorry, after this one I have one more. 1 John 4, 9 and 10. And it says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So we just thank and praise God for sending his Son for us. And in that, we want to show God how we appreciate that he loves us and we love others. And then this is the last one, and this is a very familiar scripture that we learned about love, and I want to read it in the NIV version. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. It said, love is patient. Love is kind. We have to share these scriptures with our children. It's teaching them about love. And what better place for them to find out about love than the Word of God? So I want you to please share this with your children. 1 Corinthians, if they're grown or old. If they're grown or young or old, that's what I mean to say. I'm so sorry. If they're young or old, I want you to share it with them. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 7. It said, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. If God kept no record of our wrongs when he died for us and carried our sins to the grave. Verse 6 said, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And in the King James Version, for 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, it said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, not puffed up. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Speaketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It says, it beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Praise God for the word of God this morning. Praise God for the word of God this morning. It's for our children, but it's for us as well. It is for us as well. At this time, if anyone has a prayer request, we're going to be taking prayer requests at this time. We're only touching and agreeing for our children this morning. So if anyone wants to have a prayer request for their children this morning, you can come forth at this time. Anyone have prayer, you can just come forth at this time. You don't have to start 6. You can just come right in and put your prayer request. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I have a prayer request for my children.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I have one that's been incarcerated for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Another son. Just doing things that he shouldn't be doing. But he's a good kid, but he just, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to pray for him this morning.
Uh-huh. 35. I have a son that's 35, and I have one that's 33, and I have twin daughters.
Okay. We're just going to lift them all up before the Lord right now this morning. Father God, we come to you, right? Excuse me, could you give me their names?
Kevin Harris and Terrell Harris, Keisha Harris and Latasha Harris, they're twins.
Okay. We'll just lift them all up before the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up our sister's children before you this morning, Kevin, Terrell, Keisha, and Latasha Harris, Father God. We're lifting them all up before you this morning, Father God. We ask that you continue to keep her son, Father God, that is incarcerated, covered in your blood, Father God. We ask that you continue to keep his mind stable, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you're drawing him nigh unto you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep him covered, safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you keep her son to real, Father God, covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you draw him unto you, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you draw him to you with your love, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you keep her twin daughters covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you just continue to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow all of them to accept you as their personal Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God. Amen. Praise God. It is done. It is well. It is well. It is well. Amen. It is well, my sister. Is there anyone else that would like prayer that could come forth at this time? Does anyone else have prayer? Want to pray for your children?
Pray for my son, Barrington, my daughter, Christine, all ages of nightdear and wisdom.
For wisdom and?
Nightdear, all ages.
Okay.
Barrington.
Praise God. We're going to lift all of the children up of Mother Judy before you this morning, God. Father God, we ask that you continue to look up on Mother Judy's children, Barrington and her other children. and Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you keep them covered in your blood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you keep them drawn nigh unto you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, allow them to draw nigh unto you, Father God, because we know that you are drawing nigh unto them, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep their mom's mind stayed on you, Father God, because you will keep her in perfect peace, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, she keep her mind stayed on you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to allow her to trust in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and believe, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that her children is saved, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they have accepted Christ as their personal Savior, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they have accepted God as their personal Savior, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they will call upon the name of the Lord, Father God, where might they may be saved, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Judy. Is there anyone else would like to come forth for prayer for their children this morning? You can come forth right now before we close the line. Good morning.
This is Sister Stephanie White. I want to lift up my four kids and all my grandchildren this morning.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Stephanie White. God bless you.
God bless you.
Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of Sister Stephanie White, oh Heavenly Father. We lift all of her four children up before you right now, Father God. We lift all of her grandchildren up before you right now, Father God. We ask that you continue to keep them covered in your blood, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to keep them covered in your love, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them to draw nigh unto you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you are drawn nigh unto them, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you keep them in your care, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, allow them to always call upon your name, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you continue, Lord God, just to be the lamp to their feet, the light along their pathway, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to keep their mother covered in your blood, Father God. And continue to keep her praying for them, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. They are blessed. Your children are blessed, Sister Stephanie White.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We thank you. We thank God for the prayer request that came forth this morning for our children. And we thank you all that joined in on the line with us, and I just pray that you all share the scriptures with your children. Like I said, we have adult children as well that we need to share scriptures with. The sister that have the son that's incarcerated, please share those scriptures with your son. Write him a letter and send him those scriptures so that you can share them with him to let him know that God loves him first and that he could continue in love. So we just thank and praise God again for this installment of our Touch and Agree. I'm Sister Rhonda. I've been intercessor for the day. And I just thank you all for joining in with us. We thank you all here at the Message of Christ for joining in with us. We pray that you join us again in the morning at 6 o'clock a.m. for another installment of Mega Prayer by dialing in to the line and also giving the number out so that someone else can call into the line at 641-715-3670, access code 420123. If any of you all desire to become a prayer intercessor, we are accepting applications to become a prayer intercessor. You can go to our website, our email address, or any way to contact us and let us know that you are interested in becoming a prayer intercessor, and God is leading you become a prayer intercessor for the Message of Christ Church. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Our telephone number is 773-609-2071. You can contact us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You could contact us by internet at messageofchrist.net, messageofchrist.net. You can also mail into the ministry of Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, the Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, we thank you all for joining in with us. We invite you to join us this weekend for one of our powerful spiritual warfare conference. It's an annual spiritual warfare conference in the Chicagoland area. We will be at the New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church located at 1101 South Austin Boulevard. Austin Boulevard, A-U-S-T-I-N. So that's 1101 South Austin Boulevard. We will be there at noon to 4 o'clock p.m. So please come on by, invite someone to come on by and be with us this upcoming Saturday. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. So we thank you, and we hope to see you soon. We thank you for all of your continued financial support, all of your prayers for the ministry, and all of your love. We thank God for you all. We love you here at the Message of Christ Church. Go in peace today, and we love you all. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, we love you. Bye now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.